thank you today for your grace and for your mercy. We thank you for our precious Global Faith partners, those who are live and in person, and those who are streaming live, and those who will go back and listen via the podcast. We thank you now for your grace and for your mercy. We pray according to Psalms 91. Thank you for giving your angels charge over us to keep us in all of our ways. No evil shall befall us, neither shall any plague come near our dwelling, is our prayer. We thank you now for those who are partnering with this ministry, Mount Olive Ministries. We speak and declare today by faith for 100-fold return in their lives today. We thank you for the harvest of souls coming from the north, the south, the east, and west globally into Bible believing and Bible teaching ministries to make an impact, to establish your covenant, Father, here in the earth. For as long as the earth remains, according to your word in Deuteronomy, we thank you there will be seed time and harvest. So we thank you today that we've come together with our bag of seeds to sow the incorruptible seed of the word of God. And as we make declarations of our faith today, we will remain in expectancy of a harvest that is released in our lives now. We thank you, Father, for your blood, the shed blood of Calvary, that covers missionaries that are traveling today internationally. We thank you for doing that. We thank you that the Bible, the Word of God, gets in the hand of those that need it, Father, that need to hear your word, the good news of the gospel of Jesus Christ. We thank you now, Father, for pastors today that are standing to minister, that are going through some things themselves, God. We thank you that you're perfecting that which concerns pastors today. We thank you. We give you glory and praise for laity, those ministries of helps, elders and pastors, overseers, acolyte ministries, deacons who are partnering with ministries today to make an impact, to get it done, Father. We thank you now. We give you glory and we give you the praise. We thank you for strengthening us now, strengthening our ministries. You're sending help. You're sending help to get it done. And I thank you for showing us what to do, showing us where to do it, showing us when to do it, Father, and confirming the why, confirming the purpose that you have placed in us. We plead the blood of Jesus. We cover all of our youth and young adult. We thank you now, Father, that you are right there with them now. Everyone, every young person under the sound of my voice, every youth that is connected to parents that are listening right now, they are covered by the blood of Jesus Christ. We thank you for the shed blood, Father, that you're perfecting that which concerns them now, that they are making right choices, the best choice for their lives, that they are leaders and not followers, Father. We thank you and we give you praise for it now in Jesus' mighty name, and it is done. You may be seated in the presence of the Lord on today. Again, we thank you so much for connecting with us on a weekly basis. Some of you are connecting with us in person. You're connecting with us in person in the state of Virginia. Some of you are connecting with us online every Sunday, 10 a.m. Others of you are connecting online for the Believer's Confession of Faith. You're coming together with our ministry partners, Dr. Cope, for the Women's Bible Session, Pastor Amy Baker for Temple of Wellness, Prophet Willie Hall, True Love Ministry. So we want to say thank you. Now, we do invite you to join us on our Day of Caring, which is the first Saturday in June. Please try to arrive anywhere between 7:30 and 8 o'clock that morning. We want to try to get in, do what we need to do, and a lot of this work is outside on the ground, so we know when it will be warm in June. Prayerful, it will be a clear day, no rain, so we can get outside, get some things done, just to care for our property. Our daily confession, thank you for joining us. We thank you, Father, for the manifestation of the Mount Olive Family Life Community Center. Amen? Amen. We just believe God. Now, if you were with us on last Sunday, we ministered about El Rohi, the God that sees me. How many are excited to know that God sees me. He sees me in my moments of despondency. He sees me when I don't know what to do. He sees me when I'm talking to him and I have something before him and it looks like it just won't manifest. It's good to know that what? He sees me. And that at the same time, simultaneously that our Father sees us, he will allow us to do what, believers? To see him. He will allow us to see him. He will allow us to see him. Now, today you have your Bibles there. You have your Bibles. You want to go to 2 Kings chapter 4. 2 Kings chapter 4. 2 Kings chapter 4. Quickly. 2 Kings chapter 4. And we want to see how our Father provided. How our Father provided for this widow woman in 2 Kings chapter 4. And I believe I have the right chapter here. 2 Kings chapter 4. And I'm turning pages today. Bert is doing it on my phone. I'm turning pages. So give me a minute to get there as well. 2 Kings chapter 4. Let's talk about this widow woman. Yes, that is correct. What happened here? Now there cried a certain woman of the wives of the sons of the prophets, very familiar, unto Elisha, saying, thy servant, my husband is dead. And thou knowest that thy servant did fear the Lord, and the creditor is come to take unto him my two sons to bondmen. In other words, her husband is now deceased. She's a widow. And like many widows, she didn't have much. She didn't have much. She's reaching out to the prophet for help. And Elisha said unto her, what shall I do for you? What shall I do for thee? Tell me, what hast thou in the house? And she said, thou handmaid hath not anything in the house save a pot of oil. Now, I really don't think she saw value in what was in her house. She says, listen, and she said, thine handmaid hath not anything in the house save a pot of oil. Like, I know you don't think that's going to do something for me. I just have a small pot of oil. Verse 3, then he said, go, borrow thee vessels abroad of all thy neighbors, even empty vessels, borrow not a few. And when thou art come in, listen, believers, he's giving the prophet, the man of God, is giving this widow woman specific instructions. When thou art come in, thou shalt shut the door upon thee and upon thy sons. If you're with us live, I want you to also have a piece of paper, sticky note, or maybe you can use your devices today to put something in your notes, because we want to talk to the Lord about what's in our house. What gifts and talents have you given me? And as we minister the word today and he speaks to you, believers, want you to write it down. And when thou art come in, thou shalt shut the door upon thee and upon thy sons and shall pour out into all those vessels. In other words, I want you to get rid of distractions. Hear me, believers. I want you to lay aside some weights today. May not necessarily be a sin, but whatever it is that is hindering us from moving forward in our lives, whatever it is that is hindering us from moving to the next level, to being obedient to the call that God has on our lives, come in today and close the door. Let's evaluate what we have in our house. Let's evaluate our gifts and our talents. The instructions, when thou art come in, thou shalt shut the door upon thee and upon thy sons. Thou shalt pour out into how many vessels? All the vessels. That means, what have you given me, Father? I got to have my vision board. I got it all in a notebook. Maybe I'm putting it in my phone because I need to write down, what are my gifts? What am I naturally gifted to do? What am I good at? Naturally, it comes natural to me. I got to write those things down, because you want to know, believers, that everything that we need is already where? It's already in us. So whatever I need today is in me. And so I need to really rely on the spirit life of the word to reveal. Somebody say reveal. I need him to reveal it to me. I need to get quiet in my spirit so I can hear, so that I am able to hear. And shall pour out into all those vessels, and thou shalt set aside that which is full. Pour it out. That means I know how to draw. Let's begin to do what? We're drawing now. Pour it out. I know how to lay bricks. So I got to do what? Pour that gift out. Write it down. And then ask my Father, show it to me, Father. Maybe it's a business and I work. I'm an employee. But you got to show me how long. Show me the season, because we never want to do anything out of season. Show me how long I'm supposed to be there. Show me how long I'm supposed to stay. If it's another business, if it's a business idea, show me, Father. It came to pass when the vessels were full, believers. That means she was obedient. That she said unto the man of God, that she said unto her son, bring me yet what? Another vessel. She says, maybe there is one more. And he said unto her, there is not a vessel more. And what happens, believer? The oil fade. I'm going to use this today. Now, I have a bottle of water. Can you imagine that this is the vessel? She obeyed the man of God and poured out and didn't have any more vessels. Now, I believe had she had more vessels, guess what? It would have been a continuous flow, a continuous flow. Now, then she came, I'm at verse 7. Then she came and told the man of God, and he said, go sell the oil and pay thy debt. So she was able, don't miss this, to get this oil, sell it and pay her debt. That sounds to me like supernatural debt cancellation. Now, she was able to get to have a supernatural intervention, and what it came from, what she actually had where? In a house. She didn't have to go buy anything. Stay with me, believers. She didn't have to call anybody else. She just followed the instructions that I have these. I have it. I have the bottles. I have the pots, the vessels. He's telling me to pour out. I'm going to pour out. It canceled her debt. I'm naturally gifted to encourage people. Y'all, I'm using it as an example. So what should I be doing? Encouraging people. I'm naturally gifted at what? Being kind. Is that you today? So what should you do? Be kind to someone. Naturally gifted picking up the phone, as my grandmother had a telephone ministry. Y'all know. And she was calling people, honey. She didn't wait till Sunday morning. Let me get my book. What's the phone number? Sowing seeds of kindness, encouraging mothers with their children. She used what she had. She used what she had. Some of us are, you can say that your gifts and talents is that I can bake. Yes, I'm a good baker. I know what ingredients I need, and my cakes are really good. And so what should you do? You should be baking. You're going to buy cakes and pies, and that gift of baking, what, is in us. So you want to pour out your gifts. And he said, go sell the oil, pay thy debt, and live thou and thy children on of the rest. It fell on the day that Elisha passed to Shunem, where there was a great woman. And she constrained him to eat bread. Listen, here's another woman. Y'all hear this? Another woman. She constrained him to eat bread. And so it was that as often as he passed by, he turned in thither to eat the bread. This woman was doing what? Feeding the prophet. Making sure that the prophet was taken care of. She understood authority. She understood being able to partner with the man of God. And here in the ninth verse, and she said unto her husband, behold now, I perceive that this is a what? This is a holy man. This is a holy woman of God. I perceive. Touch yourselves this morning. You have to have a good perception of yourself. Look in the mirror and say, I perceive that I am a woman of God. I perceive that this is the best part. Whether anybody else sees the best part of me, I see it within myself. She said unto him, she says, I perceive that this is a holy man of God, which passeth by us. How often? Continually. Then she made room. She made room. Let us make a little chamber, I pray thee, on the wall, and let us set before him a bed and a table, a stool and a candlestick. And it shall be that when he cometh to us, that he shall turn in thither. Something happens. She prepares now. She's preparing. Something happens. Look at the 11th verse. It fell on a day that he came thither, and he turned into the chamber and lay there. And he said to Gehazi, this servant, called this Shunammite woman. And when he had called her, she stood before him. And he said unto him, say now unto her, behold, thou hast been careful for us with all this care. What is it to be done for thee? What can I believe that our Father is asking us today. Pastor, what can I do for you? Elder, what can I do for you? I believe that through the precious power of the Holy Spirit, that our angels are dispatched already. They are waiting for us to give them an assignment. What can I do for you? Brother, what can I do for you? My sister, what can I do for you? And so we need to make sure that we are talking to our Father about our concerns. About our concerns. 13th verse. Behold, thou hast been careful for us with all this care. What is it to be done for thee? Wouldest thou be spoken for to the king? Want me to go talk to the king on your behalf? Or to the captain of the host? And she answered, I dwell among mine own people. Listen, believers. And he said, what then is to be done for her? And Gehazi answered, verily, she hath no child. Listen, believers. That's why I asked you to write it down. What is it that you want dad to do for you today? What is it? Talk to him. Ask him. Verily she hath no child and her husband is old. And he said, call her. And when he had called her, she stood in the door. And he said, about this season. Here comes the prophetic word. Listen, believers. And he said, about this season, according to the time of life, thou shalt embrace a son. And she said, nay, my Lord, thou man of God, do not lie unto thine handmaid. Now, I just can't quite believe that's going to happen for me. My husband is old. You coming to me now to tell me that I'm going to have a son? Well, let's pause here. This week, I want you to pull on it, believers. Pray in the spirit. Use your heavenly language. Ask the Father to show you. Let's ask him to reveal some things to us. It's already in us. But maybe we don't see. Maybe we are missing it. It's already in you what you're supposed to do, how you're supposed to do it, how to be a blessing to the kingdom of God. It's already in us. Let's ask him this week. Show me. Show me where it is. And the woman conceived as we minister the word of God, as you read the word of God, as you make declarations of your faith, guess what? The word of God is conceived in your recreated spirit. And so then the next step is we must give what? Birth to what's in us. Y'all hearing this word today? I got some pregnant folks up in here today. People that are listening and have been impregnated with the word. It's time to release it. Time to release it. It's time to give birth. And the woman did conceive, verse 17, and bear a son at that very season that Elisha had said unto her according to the time of life. And when the child was grown, it fell on the day that he went out to his father to the reapers. This is an awesome chapter here. It's loaded. This is 2 Kings chapter 4, verse 19. He said unto his father, my head, and he said to the lad, this is the same child. And he said to the lad, carry him to his mother. God's giving you something. You're working it, executing the plan. And all of a sudden, y'all hearing this? You've asked God for some things. Your request has been granted. And all of a sudden. Now, here in the scripture, the child cried out and said, what? My head. Some of us are saying, okay, don't call me another time. When I have the money, I'm going to pay you. Y'all getting it? Lord, you bless me with a career. I thank you for the resources. Then the money comes in your hand and then what? Somebody's calling you. You have responsibilities. So guess what? We need more. We need more and we need wisdom to handle what he's already given us. When he had taken him and brought him to his mother, he sat on her knees till noon. And what happened? It died. He died. Don't miss this. He's given you the vision. He showed you how to do it. You were executing the plan. And all of a sudden, what? It died. Died. Sometimes it dies and we don't realize what? It's dead. It's dead. Yes, you don't see any fruit. We don't see any fruit from it. And so today I want you to be reminded to give your words a specific assignment. And just like God made that axe head swim, where did it fall? The man of God, they were looking. He threw a stick in the water and it caused the axe head to swim. He had to find out what, where is it? In this situation, she's saying what? Lord, you gave me that child. Glory to God, you're rising. That's what I'm saying to the Lord about my children. You gave me these six babies, Father. That was you. There are people that can't even conceive. God has given us children. Dreams, aspirations for your seed. And sometimes we don't always see what it is that we want to see. But we got to remember now that we were once there. So sometimes it dies. It looks like it's dead. Let me say that, glory. It looks like it's dead. You said that's been my confession of faith. That's been my confession of faith that I will have this, that I confess God's word over my children. But I don't see it. It looks like it's dead. Glory. Hallelujah. Thank you for your word, Father. Thank you for your word. Listen, when he had taken him and brought him to his mother, he sat on her knees to noon and then died. Looks like somebody need to give life today to some dead situations. Give life to it. How do we give life to it? By opening first our hearts, our recreated spirit, then opening our mouths and to declare the word of God. She went up, laid him on the bed of the man of God. You see here, she didn't panic. I came to encourage you today, believers, don't panic. You want to hold on to your profession of faith. She went up and laid him on the bed of the man of God and shut the door upon him. And she did what, believers? She went out. She was confident that this man of God, who I have been preparing for some time now, he came in this room. I believe there is an anointing in this room on this bed, so I'm going to lay my child there. I want you to know there's an anointing, glory. There's his glory on your life, so you want to put the word there. And when you put the word there, you're going to begin to see the seed grow. The seed of the word will come alive in your life. She called up her husband and said, send me, I pray thee, one of the young men and one of the asses, that I may run to the man of God. She's not waiting. She said she's going to run. We're going to run to the word of God. And he said, wherefore will I go to him today? It is neither new moon nor Sabbath. And she said, it shall be well. Got anybody here today that will say, it shall be well? It is well. So she went, came unto the man of God to Mount Carmel. And it came to pass that when the man of God saw her afar off, then he said to Gehazi, his servant, behold, yonder is the Shunammite woman. He recognized her. Listen, last week we talked about El Rohi, the God that sees me. He recognized us. He sees us regardless of where we are. Run now, I pray thee, to meet her and say to her, is it well with thee? In other words, what's going on? Is it well with thy husband? Is it well with thy child? And she answered confidently, it is well. Glory. And when she came to the man of God to the hill, she caught him by the feet. But Gehazi came near to thrust her away. And the man of God said, let her alone, for her soul is vexed within her, and the Lord hath hid it from me and hath not told me. And I know something is wrong, but I don't quite know what it is. Then she said, did I desire a son, my Lord? Did I not say, do not deceive me? Y'all hear what she said? Now you pray. You spoke that over my life. I didn't even know that it was a desire in me to have this son. Then he said to Gehazi, gird up thy loins, take my staff in thy hand, go the way. If thou meet any man, salute him not. With verse 29. And if any salute thee, answer him not again, and lay my staff upon the face of the child. Meaning, I'm going to give you an assignment. I need you to go do this and do it quickly. God has some people aligned in your life to do what? To help you. Don't miss his word today. To bless you. So you may not have the resources, but he got some people to say, at that very moment that you need it, guess what? They're going to show up. Don't miss it. Don't miss it. You may not have it, but he has some people. He gave the specific instructions. Listen, I need you to go. Go to her house. Now that has happened to me. I was leaving. This is recent. Pastor Baker is a witness. She has said to me before, it looks like every time we get ready to go somewhere, you say something shows up, some money show up. I said, really? She said, you remember that time? Well, listen, I hadn't told you this one. We were headed to a conference. I had several things to do. And one of the children said, Mommy, somebody has been to the door. Y'all hear me? At just that very moment, we're preparing to leave the next day. I didn't call anybody. I didn't ask anybody. But my angels are released daily. Release your angels daily. So at that moment when you need help, at that moment when we need assistance, divine, there will be times when you need divine assistance. Divine, meaning you can't get it done yourself. You will need divine assistance. Verse 30, the mother of the child said, as the Lord liveth and as thy soul liveth, I will not leave thee. And he arose and followed her. Gehazi passed on before them and laid the staff upon the face of the child. But there was neither voice nor hearing. Wherefore he went again to meet him and told him, saying, the child is not awakened. And when Elisha was come into the house, when the word comes in the house, it's loaded, believers. When the word shows up, where? In my recreated spirit, in the house. The revelation of the word. Yes, the rhema word. When it comes alive in our house. Behold, the child was dead and laid upon his bed. He went in, therefore, and did what? Shut the door. Shut the door. And prayed unto the Lord, and he went up and laid upon the child. Put the word on it, believers. Put the word on. Do you all see this? He laid upon the child. Put the word on our situations today. Put his mouth upon his mouth, his eyes upon his eyes, his hands upon his hands, and stretched himself upon the child, and the flesh of the child waxed warm. Y'all see this? Then he returned and walked in the house to and fro and went up. Stretched himself upon him, and the child sneezed 7 times. Y'all see this? The child sneezed 7 times, and the child opened his eyes. He called Gehazi and said, call this Shunammite. So he called her, and when she was come into him, he said, take up thy son. Take up thy son. Want to encourage you today. Talk to the Heavenly Father about your concerns. Somebody's saying, it's not my concern, because I believe it's something that maybe there's a mandate, a call on my life. It's not concerning me because I really don't want to do that. So it's not my concern. Hey, am I in the right place today? The right people listen. It's not my concern, Pastor. No. But you want to talk to the Father about the gifts and talents that he's placed in you. Scripture says, believers, as we close, there is therefore now no condemnation to those that are in Christ. No condemnations. So today we want to lay it all down. Lay down the burdens. Yes, we're standing. Lay it down today. Allow the Holy Spirit to reveal to us what it is in this season. What it is. For us in this season. Father, we praise you now. For these words of life. Your word is life-giving. Life-giving. And we adore you today. We give you praise today for your word. You're showing us where it fell. Some of us lost our way. Yes, for some of us. Looks like that situation, looks like some things that are going on, it's over. It looks like it's over. But you're teaching us. Yes, Father, how to use your word to give life to some dead situations. How to release our faith. You're teaching us. And we give you glory and praise for it now. We adore you. Thank you, Father. Help me sing it this morning. Come, come, let us adore him. Sing it, believers. Kneel down before him. Worship and adore. Worship and adore him. Coming down to the altar, everyone, come. Come. Thank you, Father. Come, let us adore him. Kneel down before him. Worship and adore. Worship and adore him. Emmanuel. Emmanuel, 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 Emmanuel. That's it, believers. Sing it, Emmanuel, Emmanuel. We worship you. We worship you. Come, let us adore him. Come. We praise you, Father. Come, let us adore him. Kneel down before him. Worship and adore, worship and adore him. Come, let us adore Jesus. Come. Thank you, Father. Come, let us adore him. Kneel down before him. Worship and adore. Worship and adore him. Emmanuel, Emmanuel. We worship you, Father. Emmanuel. Emmanuel, Emmanuel, we worship you, Jesus. We worship you. 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 We worship you.